Hello, this is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller, and we are here at Channel Partners 2021. We are at the Mandalay Bay, and we're in the Avant Suite. Wow, this is the Palm Room E&F. It's a huge room where they have hundreds of partners that they're entertaining. And we're meeting with Jen Greco. She is the new VP of Marketing with Avant. And then we also have Alex Daniluk, who is the Chief Strategy Officer. How are both of you doing today?
Doing really well. It's good to see you again, Don. I mean, we've done this almost every Channel Partners, I think, and we skipped a year because of COVID.
Yeah, it's amazing, but everybody really wants that face-to-face. I've not really seen too many masks here, except when they go into the halls and they have the police trying to enforce the rule. So.
And I'm excited to be here with you, my first time meeting you.
Well, hopefully more in the future.
Yeah.
I'm from Chicago, so what, are you there?
I am.
Okay,
Chicago
so.
As well.
Okay, so, yeah, originally, so. Okay. Why don't you give Alex, maybe you could help out here, give our listeners a little overview of Avant at this point.
Yeah, so, you know, for years we've been saying that the pace of change is accelerating, and boy, I think we were right with the last year. With everything that's happened, it's had a ripple effect in the industry and accelerated business transformation to the cloud. And that's a lot of what's happening. And there is no better time than now for trusted advisors to help end customers. They're so desperate in understanding how they transform themselves, and they have an urgency to do that because of everything that's happened in the world.
Okay, Jen, maybe you can give us a little background of yourself, and then we'll find out what you're going to be doing here.
Great. Yeah, so I am new to the channel. New to the indirect world. My background is in advertising, so I came out of school and spent 11 years on the advertising agency side and the marketing publishing side. And then I moved into in-house, so in-house corporate companies, where I was doing creative and strategy. And most recently, I was with a SaaS company in the HR tech industry. So we were helping CHROs really have this new employee empowerment and moving that forward. And through, you know, some networking and connections, I was introduced to Ian and Drew and soon Alex, and landed here with Avant. And it's been about almost 11 months now. Some days it feels that long, some days it feels like it was just yesterday. I can't believe I'm coming up on my 1 year. It's just been very exciting. The whole leadership team here has been welcoming to my new ideas, things that I've seen in the direct world, both consumer and B2B. And I'm really excited for the future.
Okay, you gave me a little teaser in there and what you're going to be doing. So maybe you could expand on that a little bit. Avant is one of those leaders in the marketing and positioning, and I'd like to hear what your thoughts are.
Yeah, so my focus really, I would say, is twofold. The first is helping our partners, our trusted advisors, with their go-to-market strategy. I think that having a strong, sophisticated, and strategic marketing plan is how you can grow your business. It's how you can accelerate. And as Alex mentioned, you know, this speed of change is really, you have to be in front of it. And so how can we give our trusted advisors the tools and the resources so that they can go out to market faster? And then the other path is focusing just on that for Avant. So how do we take Avant and keep them ahead of the change? How do we take them and have them be the disruptor in the industry, have them be the leader? And that really, in my mind and in my view, is a both digital and event focused. So I think this is a relationship oriented industry. So events like these that we're looking at today at Channel Partners need to happen. But how great if you had a digital focused programs that were working for you while you were at your events, that you could measure, that you could track, that you could intersect together. And so that's really where I want to take Avant, is to continue being this brand, this leader that everyone wants to be a part of, these amazing events that they throw, and merging that with a very strong, sophisticated digital go-to-market.
Okay, so you've been 11 months now. That's probably given you some time to have an assessment of the channel and pros and cons. So what do you think are some of the challenges actually trying to get into the channel and make things happen?
I think the challenges are getting to people to stop and listen, stop and react, and to pay attention to what Avant can offer them. If you think about that, it takes roughly 13 times for someone to see something before it resonates with them. So if you think about that from my position, I have to find a way to hit someone at least 13 times before I can get them to resonate with the message. So I think that's, the challenge is that because this is a relationship-oriented business and industry, there are strong relationships. And so as we think about wanting to get new partners into the Avant ecosystem, we have to find ways to break through. We have to find ways to connect with them, to make them stop. And that in and of itself is a challenge.
And we love bringing Greco onto the team because she brings such a different perspective than your traditional distributor, master agent, whatever the industry is calling ourselves these days. But we often hire unusual suspects, as we call them, people from outside our industry that bring value within the industry. And the dimension that Greco's bringing for VP of Marketing is going to help our trusted advisors reach their end customers. And that's one of our major goals.
Channel partners, it has a lot of excitement. It's amazing. People have been behind doors. They've been kept from doing anything. This is, I think, the first major show in the industry. And the excitement's here. Are you going to be able to carry that through to your position and Avant?
Most definitely. That's why I'm here. I mean, if you listen to Drew do a Moab, you feel that energy, right? You feel that excitement. If you watch the Avant videos and presentations,
is there another meeting?
You feel it in your core. And so from a marketing perspective, how exciting is that? That I get to weave that in through events and a website and our social media. And it's given me opportunities that I haven't had yet in my career. And so I'm very grateful that my career path has landed me at Avant and where we're going to take it.
Where can our listeners find out a little bit more?
So goavant.net would be the first place, and you can find us also on LinkedIn and Twitter. And I would just say, get ready, because there's a lot coming.
This is exciting. I can't wait to see some of the stuff that you've got in mind. So this is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller, speaking to you from the Avant showroom floor that they have two rooms, Palm, E&F. And speaking with Jen Greco, new VP of Marketing, 11-month veteran, and Alex Daniluk, he is the Chief Strategy Officer at Avant, and thank you both very much.
Thank you very much, Jen.